So she didn't have to pray.
It's meritorious service. When you pick corn, what do you call that green covering that you have to take off the ears?
Shuck.
Yeah. What about that, what do you call this kind of corn that's tender enough to eat off the cob? What kind of corn would you say that is?
And I never give them a thought. I don't think. They call them, roasting ears, and they also say there's another name. I know roasting ears, okay.
Have you ever heard the term mutton corn?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Would you call corn like that maybe sweet corn?
Sweet corn, okay.
Okay. What do you call that thing that grows right at the top of the corn stalk?
Tussle.
Yeah. And what about that stringy stuff that you have to brush off the cob itself?
Silk.
What about this type of fruit, large fruit, that you see around Halloween especially?
Pumpkin.
And this kind of yellow vegetable, not too big. A lot of it has, a lot of them have crooked necks, you know.
Squash.
Any particular name for it if you let it dry?
Okay.
What about some different types of melons around here?
Cantaloupe. Watermelon. Blue melon.
What's that like? How's it that different from a cantaloupe? Or watermelon?
A blue melon is green in color, light green.
Yeah. You mean the inside of it?
Outside too. Outside is, they call it the, what, honeydew melon.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. It's light green, it's about, I guess, two shades lighter than this. And sweet, very sweet. Cantaloupe is usually yellowish in color.
What are there different varieties of watermelon? Maybe according to color of the meat?
Oh, well, not only according to color, but according to seeds too. Mm-hmm. I know, varieties of watermelon.
I'll take your truck here.
Okay. Don't leave me stranded then.
You can
grab
a job.
I know.
What are the different colored meats?
Watermelon. You have a red, you have a pink, you have a yellow.
Is there any way to tell what the color of the meat is without cutting? That you know of?
Without cutting the watermelon?
Yeah, without cutting it. In other words, could you pick out a yellow meat watermelon from a group that's stacked up outside the store?
No, I couldn't.
I'm curious about that. I'm asking everybody, but I don't know how either.
No. Okay. I've heard people say that they can tell whether they're ripe or not.
By thumping it?
By thumping.
What do you call this small thing that you see growing in, you might see them growing in the yard or on a tree stump or a log? They're kind of umbrella-shaped.
Mushroom.
Are mushrooms good to eat?
Mushroom, or either we call them something else too, toadstool.
Is that the same thing?
Well, one's poison. I think this is the identification we get for one of them. The one that is not edible is the one that called a toadstool. Okay. A smaller mushroom, I think, has a different configuration underneath to it. One's good to eat and one's not.
Okay. If a person has a very sore throat, you would say when he's eating he has difficulty
swallowing.
Okay. What are these things that people smoke? Some are white, some are...
Okay.
Well, let's see. Yeah, we were talking about things that people smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Smoke what? The white things that you're...
Cigarette. Mm-hmm. Pipe. Cigar.
Okay. If there are a lot of people at a party having a good time, somebody might be playing the piano and they'd all be standing around doing what?
Listening.
Okay, or if they're participating, they would be...
Singing.
Okay, and if somebody had told a funny story, they would react to it by doing what?
By laughing.
Okay.